It's really those increasing incursions into the exclusive economic zones of Pacific nations and what that represents, both the illegal movement of these boats and the theft of their natural resources. I mean, if we look at this year alone, we've seen three ships detected in Solomon Islands. They were detained. We've seen ships spotted in Vanuatu for the first time ever. Authorities in New Caledonia detained four ships. Two of those ships got away. And even here in Australia, Australian authorities detained two ships, and on board they found 13 tons of bêche de mer. And it's bêche de mer that there are some major concerns for. We know that in a number of Pacific Island countries, they've instituted local bans on fishing bêche de mer because they've been depleted over the years, and they're attempting to rebuild bêche de mer numbers up again. But these Vietnamese blue boats are paying no heed of those local bans and plundering the resource before they're able to regenerate.
Obviously, it's a growing threat. So what kind of actions are officials considering in response to this?
Well, effectively, they're trying to come up with a collective response on a number of fronts. Firstly, on things like surveillance. As we know, Pacific Island nations have limited capability when it comes to policing sometimes very large, exclusive economic zones. So they're looking at potentially pooling their surveillance capabilities, potentially looking at using the resources they have for monitoring fishing of tuna and turning those towards using them to monitor Vietnamese blue boats. As well as the surveillance response, they're thinking of a collective approach, a collective diplomatic approach, rather, to Vietnam to do something about it. There have been varying responses from bilateral attempts to engage the Vietnamese government on this issue. And as well as a diplomatic approach, wants Vietnam to do something about it. They also want the Vietnamese government to stump up and cover the costs of detaining these Vietnamese fishing boats and their crew. It's costing some Pacific Island countries quite a lot of money to both house the crews once they've been detained and to deal with getting them back to Vietnam once they've either paid their fines or served their sentences.
Has there been any response from the Vietnamese government to this? I understand these boats pretty much all come from Vietnam. In fact, from one single district in Vietnam, can't they get the Vietnamese government to somehow stop them putting to sea in the first place?
Well, the type of response, as I was told by officials there, depends on the country that's made the approaches to the Vietnamese governments. When it's been made by countries like Australia, France, and even Papua New Guinea, where the Vietnamese government has trade relations or wants to increase those trade relations, or Vietnamese companies have business interests, they've had a slightly favourable response, largely in terms of the Vietnamese government saying, oh, please let us know, but without a firm commitment to actually doing something. But when smaller Pacific Island nations have approached the Vietnamese government, they've been effectively told to get lost and told that prove that these votes are Vietnamese. So depending on which country has made these approaches, these bilateral approaches, the response has varied, but there's a common thread amongst all of them in that the Vietnamese government has not committed to taking any kind of action.
Okay, well, finally and briefly, Liam, what, if anything, happens now?
Well, they're working on finalising this strategy, and it must be said that there's a range of officials from quite a wide variety of backgrounds at this meeting. There are fisheries officials, there are quarantine officials, we have the Attorney General from the Solomon Islands here, so a range of disciplinary backgrounds, and they're finalising this strategy. The plan is to then take it back to the Forum Fisheries Agency for further consideration there, then eventually to pass it on to fisheries ministers with a view to have them then present it to Pacific Island leaders to discuss it at the Pacific Island Forum Leaders meeting in September, and then they can adopt, and then this collective approach can be put into force.